de casa retira, hay una mujer.
Every traveler carries some luggage. Good evening, listeners. A very good evening to you. Now, what will the prize be tonight? Well, we'll tell you that when the time comes. And who knows? You could be tonight's lucky winner of our Midnight Challenge. Just call us on 56567 and give the password, I want to win the competition. If you give the right answer to the question I have here, you will go straight through as the only finalist in the last round of our competition. And here's the first call this evening. Hello.
Good evening. I want to win the competition.
Oh, wonderful. So, we have our first competitor. If she answers our riddle correctly, she can go straight on to the final round of this contest. Now then, my dear, listen carefully. The question I am going to ask you takes us into the world of Greek mythology. This question was posed by the Sphinx, and only Oedipus got it right. Now, here it is. What creature has only one voice, sometimes has 2 feet, sometimes 3, sometimes 4, and is weakest when it has most feet? Now, have you got that?
Yes, I've got it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to remember.
And while you do so, I will remind our listeners that the Sphinx had flown to Thebes from the farthest part of Ethiopia and had the head of a woman, the body of a lion, a serpent's tail and the wings of an eagle, and had settled on a mountain near the city, and every Theban traveller who passed by was confronted with the following riddle. What creature, which has only one voice, has sometimes 2 feet, sometimes 3, sometimes 4, and is weakest the more feet it has? Now, what is your answer, caller?
I still can't remember.
She still can't remember. Well, I'm afraid you've missed your chance, madam. But congratulations on having been the first to ring us anyway. And we hope you'll be lucky next time. And here's our next caller. Hello.
Good evening. I want to win the competition.
Ah, he wants to win the competition. Right then, you've been listening to us and you've heard the riddle of the Sphinx. Now, what is your answer? Or rather, what was the answer that Oedipus gave to the Sphinx?
Man.
Why man, sir?
Man, because he crawls on all fours when he's an infant, stands firmly on his 2 feet when he's young, and leans on a stick in his old age.
Absolutely! Absolutely correct! Well done, sir. We're now ready to play Midnight Challenge, which now has a competitor chosen by his correct answer to the Sphinx's question. But you have nothing in common with Oedipus, have you, sir?
Oh, no, of course not.
Because Oedipus came to a sticky end. But in total contrast, we wish you all the success in the world tonight. This week, the major prize is a journey. You like to travel, sir?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Splendid. Are you ready to begin?
Yes, I'm ready. What do I do now?
Concentrate. Let yourself go. Begin the journey.
Oh, is it starting now?
At once.
Oh, where to, if you don't mind my asking?
Of course you may ask, sir. But you'll know the instant you begin the journey. Now, are you ready to begin?
Yes, I'm ready.
Now, how many people are listening to the program with you, sir?
My wife and my oldest son. The two little girls are asleep already.
Well, then say goodbye to your wife and children, because you're about to set out on a fabulous journey.
I'm not quite with you, to tell the truth. You say I must say goodbye.
Hmm?
Well, how long's the journey? Where's it to? Are you coming to fetch me right away?
The journey starts now, sir.
I have to pack. I didn't think... When will they come and call for me?
Don't worry, sir. No one will call for you. All I ask is that you should say goodbye to your wife and concentrate. And when you do exactly as I say, your journey will begin.
Hello?
Hello? The thing is, you see, my wife would like a little more information. That's
ah, it. Well, tell your wife there's nothing to worry about. We have no time to lose, sir. It would be a pity if you, who answer the qualifying question so brilliantly, should lose the chance to take a trip, which I assure you is really wonderful.
Good evening. The only problem is his suitcase. Oh, it's all right by me if you collect him right away. It doesn't matter. Of course, I'd like to know where my husband's going and how long for, but I assure you, that's not what bothers me most. It's his suitcase that bothers me. The one we have here is old, and we lent the other one to my niece for a honeymoon. And besides, I've only just done the washing today. His shirt's not ironed. Forgive me for mentioning that, but...
Of course. What have you got about washing? Give me my phone.
Hello. It's me again. Can you hear me?
We can all hear you, sir.
All?
Don't forget, the programme is going out live.
My wife forgot that.
Are we ready, sir?
Yes. Yes, of course.
Close your eyes. Concentrate. Think of a wish. Of this journey. Forget everything you want to forget. Think of the journey. Only the journey. Are you still listening?
Still listening.
Well, when I say now, the adventure will begin. You have nothing to fear. You're winning. That's why you feel so good, relaxed, ready for the great leap, right? Ready, right? Ready to make the leap. Now! Gentlemen, once again, we've done it. Thanks to the temperament of our competitor and his powers of concentration, he has managed to make the great leap. And he is here with us. Give him a big hand. How do you feel, sir?
I'm fine. Well,
in our radio studio, to continue the Midnight Challenge. Now, in the second
I'd like to know how...
He'd like to know. Everybody would like to know. Everybody will know at the proper time, sir.
Is my wife listening to me?
Yes, of course. Your wife and the hundreds of thousands of listeners who choose... the Midnight Challenge. And there you have it, sir. Hello.
Hello, is that the competition?
No more competitors tonight, madam. We have a challenger just about to begin the second stage.
Yes, I know. It's my husband. Could I speak to him just for a minute? I was worried.
Helena.
How do you feel?
I told you. I don't feel at all odd. I'm fine.
I couldn't believe it when I heard your voice coming out of the radio.
Helena, how did I make the jump? Did you see? How did I disappear?
I didn't notice.
But you were beside me. Look, you just didn't hold my hand when the presenter...
While he was speaking, you were sort of asleep, and you suddenly got up and went out.
What do you mean I went out?
You stood up and went to the kitchen. I thought you'd gone to get another beer.
Then what happened?
Nothing. Then there was a fanfare, and I nearly died when your voice came out the same as... that gentleman?
Cesar Fernandez Coelho, at your service.
How do you do?
Then Luis went to see if you were in the kitchen. And when he came back, he said, Mama, Papa isn't in the kitchen. Of course not, I said. He's in the radio competition. I only hope he wins, so the fright we've had will at least be worth it. Look, what bothers me is your suitcase. How are you going to pack? Was that shirt clean on today?
Yesterday.
Aren't I always telling you to change your shirt every day? You never know what may happen. No one ever knows if he's going to get home at night. Anything may crop up. This journey, for example. Have you got your toothbrush?
No.
Oh, we've discussed that a million times. In this day and age, you should always carry your toothbrush in your pocket. Last week,
I don't want to interrupt this couple's conversation, which is surely being listened to with enormous interest by thousands of listeners to... the Midnight Challenge. But I would remind our competitor that he has come here simply to win. And to win, he has to begin the journey. So, without further ado, we must go at once to the central stage in our studio. Come with me, sir. This way.
Bye, Elena.
Carry on listening. This side. That's it. That's the door onto the stage. Yes, that one. Are you ready, sir? Right? In we go.
Wonderful.
wonderful. Thank you very much. Once more in our midnight challenge, someone is ready for an adventure, for a journey, for an unexpected meeting, for any one of the surprises which may lie in wait for us round the corner. And thank you, audience, listeners, and thank you, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. I leave you with tonight's contestant to begin the questions, the journey, the adventure.
Who are these people?
The jury. Go and sit over there. And don't worry. Go on.
Wonderful. If you please, tell us your full name, sir.
Certainly. Alvaro Gassitua Enriquez.
Don Alvaro Gassitua. Only one first name, Mr. Gassitua?
Put Alvaro E. Gassitua Enriquez.
Don Alvaro E. Gassitua Enriquez. Nationality?
Chilean.
Civil status?
Married.
Married.
Profession?
Engineer.
And your age, please?
44.
Midway along the pathway of our life, as it says in the first line of the Divine Comedy.
Mr. Gassitua, tell us, please, where were you born?
In Santiago.
In Santiago.
Yes.
And where did you die?
What?
Where did you die?
That I haven't. I'm alive.
Nice one. Very nice. Now, Mr. Gassitua, joking apart, please tell us how you come to be here.
I don't know. I don't know how the presenter managed it. He brought me here, but I don't know how. He must be some sort of magician.
You don't know?
No.
Were you kidnapped?
No. No, sir.
Ah, then you committed suicide.
No. Look here.
Not that either.
No. No, look, could you tell me what this is all about? Because I'm not sure what's happening.
The thing is, Mr. Gassitua, that you've only just started, and we have to sort out your itinerary.
Oh, the itinerary.
Exactly.
Why didn't you say so?
Tell us, please, when did you last go on a journey? In what year?
Right, the last time I went on a journey was in 1983. I went to Europe.
Oh, no, we're talking about a different sort of journey, Mr. Gassitua.
Oh, what sort of journey?
Think. Think about 1989. What happened to you in 89?
In 89? No, in 89 I haven't had a chance to travel yet.
And Mr. Gassitua, think. Concentrate. Think about 1989.
As I am. Nothing. Nothing in particular.
Don't lie, Mr. Gassitua.
I'm not lying. I
don't lie that. And don't tell stories.
But I'm
don't
not...
be afraid, please. You're among friends. What happened to you in 1989?
Look, I'm not in the habit of telling lies. Why should I? In 1989, so far, I haven't got around to travelling. And furthermore, nothing in particular has happened, either to me or to my family.
Neither to him nor to his family. First challenge to our contestant. Neither to me nor to my family. That is Mr. Gassitua's answer to the initial challenge of this contest. The contest which thousands of listeners up and down the country absolutely adore. Mr. Gassitua, as usual on our program, we also have a surprise for you. Now please, make yourself comfortable and turn your chair round to the right. That's it, very good. Now, when the music stops, turn your chair back and you will have tonight's first big surprise. Mr. Gassitua.
Oh, sorry.
The music has stopped. Turn around now.
Amelia.
Straight away, our contestant recognizes the first guest of the evening. Are you surprised, Mr. Gassitua? Did you expect this visitor?
But the truth is, I don't see any sense in this. In fact, I'd like to go home. You know my wife and children are listening to this show.
Miss Amelia Garcia, do you know Mr. Alvaro Gassitua?
Yes, sir. We work in the same office.
They worked in the same office.
Our relationship was...
Look, sorry, I'd like to... I've known Miss Amelia Garcia a very long time, and I can vouch she's a very worthy person, both professionally and in her private life. And I have an excellent relationship with her. That's to say, a working relationship. It's not...
Look, as an example of that, she's recently been promoted to a higher position. Not only on merit, which was a chief factor, but also because I was asked for a reference, which I was very pleased to give. She stopped coming to the office 5 or 6 days ago. I really don't know the reason for this. I suppose she had flu or something. Miss Garcia is a reasonably healthy person. I even thought she might have been called away suddenly, but that is quiet. No, it wasn't.
Didn't you get my message?
What message, young lady?
Oh, yes, she sent me a message because she wanted to see me.
No, Alvaro, that's not what I said.
But the message
what
I received...
What exactly did the message say, sir?
The precise message said... No. No, the message was strictly personal, sir, I'm sorry. The message was something personal.
So the message said...
Mia! What are you trying to do? Did you set this up? Now, look, I've told you quite clearly a long time ago, I'm not the only person who can solve your problems. I'm not the only one you can turn to. I can't stand up for the whole world all by myself, so please stop it, stop it, please, stop it.
I'm not the only person... What did you say?
I'm not the only person who can solve your problems. I'm not the only one you can turn to. I can't stand up for the whole world all by myself, so please stop it, stop it, please stop it.
Hey, what are you dictating? What is that book?
Don't worry, Mr. Cassitour.
Please, sir. I only rang him because he was the only person who could help me without running any risks. It's not because I wanted to go on seeing him.
What risks?
That's why I rang him.
Now, what risks are you talking about? What do you mean? What have you got yourself into? What is all this?
If you didn't understand it before, Alvaro, you're not very likely to understand it now.
Oh, I see. You mean I've got to help you over something I don't even understand? Hmm?
Help me, yes. Help me.
I have to help you over something you didn't even warn me about. Over something I'm not even sure exists.
The four men in the car who were waiting for me at the corner near my house exist. They're real. They're there. Even if you didn't want to know about it.
What four men? Amelia, let's get out of here this minute. I'm not going on with this.
I can't.
Why can't you?
Because I can't go back.
Why can't you go back? Where are we?
I can't go back again, Alvaro.
What?
I can't go back.
Amelia, by all you hold most dear, I'm asking you not to take part in this ridiculous thing. Don't you know half the world's listening to this? We're getting out of here right now. Mr. Presenter, I'm requesting a pause in this most interesting competition. I should like to explain something really important.
Certainly, Mr. Gassetur.
I should like to speak to you in private, please.
Don't you realize that's no longer possible? It's the journey, don't you see?
Oh, that's exactly what I mean. I've decided I don't want to go on any journey.
But the journey has already started. You have to go on, Mr. Gassetur. You have to win the competition.
No, sir. I'm not prepared to continue a discussion with Miss Garcia, which would lead to a serious misunderstanding. Precisely because there is a large audience for this program, respect for people's privacy must be sacrosanct. Besides, what have I got to do with that car and those four men? What's the woman talking about? We've nothing to say to each other, nothing, you understand? She's no longer anything to do with
me. Mr. Gassetur, please. Will you look at Miss Garcia one last time?
No.
No, please. Turn towards her and look at her.
I've told you, I don't want to go on talking to her.
You don't have to talk to her. You'll never hear another word out of her, I assure you. Turn round, please. You see? She isn't there. She's disappeared.
But she won't come back?
She won't be back. Do you wish to continue, Mr. Gassetur?
I'd like to think about it for a minute. Elena, you can hear me, can't you? Look, I'll explain later when I get home. I swear to you, it's just a misunderstanding. Do you remember one evening I told you about a secretary who needed a reference for a new job with more pay, and I... do you remember, my love? That evening when you had a cold.
Mr. Gassetur, I must remind you that this show is being broadcast live. And I invite you, without further delay, to prepare yourself for tonight's next guests. At this stage, Mr. Gassetur, our journey...
Excuse me, Mr. Coyle.
Tell me.
Well, I just wanted to say that I'm quite happy to take part in any competitions, general knowledge, games of chance, whatever, as long as people's privacy is respected. Something which isn't happening here. The gentlemen of the jury, for example, are taking notes in that book about a whole list of things which concern no one but me, and which are utterly private.
Mr. Gassetur...
Yes.
Please. Look at the members of the jury.
As far as I'm concerned, this jury is...
Look at the members of the jury, sir. There is no longer any jury, Mr. Gassatua. On this part of the journey, there is no jury.
So, who will ask the questions?
No one will ask you questions.
What will I do then?
You will ask the questions.
Me?
Yes. But first, you will listen.
To what?
Some music. Some voices.
Only voices? No more guests?
There are voices and guests.
All right. Well, I hope things are going to improve.
Are you ready then?
Yes. I'm ready.
Very well. Now, listen.
Nice music. Am I supposed to know the name of the composer?
No, not for this stage. You see that door there?
Hmm?
Open it and go in.
There's no one here.
No one.
I don't know how I got here. I remember that this morning I didn't go to the university. I slept late. I washed my hair. I telephoned my boyfriend. It was just before lunch, and my mother asked me to go and buy some bread. Near the baker's, there was a group of young people who were trying to light a bonfire. It was a day of protest. I was on my way back with the bread. It was still warm. When I saw the white van approaching. Yes, it was white. I remember that very well. I noticed it because it was moving very slowly. And I don't know anymore. I don't know how I got here. All I do know is that I must get home. They're expecting me. I've got the bread for lunch, you see. How do I get out of here?
You don't know how to get out?
No.
Didn't the presenter tell you how to get out?
The presenter? What presenter? How do I get out? How did you get here?
I don't know. I was in my house and then in a kind of competition. How did you come here? Try to remember.
I don't know how I got here. I remember that I didn't go to the university this morning. I slept late. I telephoned my boyfriend. I washed my hair.
Young lady, listen to me.
It was just before lunch, and my mother asked me to go and buy some bread.
Amelia?
My name's not Amelia. Oh, I'm laughing because I've learnt how to fly.
Where are you?
In Oslo. Do you like this bar?
Oslo?
Well, listen, don't go. What's your name?
Alvaro. Oh. Alvaro Gassatura.
Alvaro, come here. Come here, I shan't eat you. Do you want a drink?
No, I want to know how you came to be here.
Come here. Come here, I'll tell you how I arrived, but you've got to come here.
You know.
I don't like talking to someone so far away. Come here.
But you know how one ends up here. You know where we are.
Of course. I have a lovely flat here, upstairs. Very nice, very near the port. I get the chance to meet all sorts of people. Americans, Germans, French.
Yes, but how did you get here?
The district is very quiet, in spite of so many bars. Well, exile anywhere is always full of bars. But it is very quiet here. Nobody interferes with anybody else. They live and let live. Sure you don't want a drink?
Are you going to tell me how you got here?
Alvaro? Yes, you said Alvaro?
Yes, Alvaro. Mm-hmm. Alvaro Gassatura.
Alvaro. I was in my flat on my birthday. So many people came. The living room was packed. There were people in the bedroom, in the cupboards, a couple in the bathtub, two more in the oven.
Yes. Yes. And what happened then?
It was stoned. Oh, are you going to buy me a drink?
Yes. And then? What happened?
Then, Alvaro.
Alvaro. Alvaro Gassatura.
In spite of it snowing all day, I thought I'd fling open the balcony window. And then I turned to them and said, go to hell. If none of you wants to come, don't come. Doesn't matter to me. I'm going to celebrate my birthday anyway, and I'm going to reach that star. Come here. Let me tell you something. I'm going to reach that star. See it?
No, there isn't any star.
Oh, of course, you can't see it. It's a long, long way off. It's been far away from me for a long time, but for you it's even farther. Well, that night, on my own, I decided to reach my star. And then, Alvaro, I went out onto the balcony, took off my shoes, opened my arms, and I flew. I flew. I flew until I arrived here.
What is here?
Here is here. This is where it ends.
How'd you get out of here?
You don't get out of here, Alvaro.
Amelia?
No, I'm not Amelia. My name's Eulalia. How are you? Anything you need?
Yes. The book, please. Where they're writing all this down.
This book?
That's it. I know that book. Give it here.
No, no. This book doesn't belong to you.
But there are things written in it that concern me. And only me. Give it to me.
In here is your whole life. What you've done and what you've left undone. But this book doesn't belong to you. All of us here have our book, our life.
So that's a contradiction. Let's say that which was our life.
Listen to me. I don't want there to be anything left in there which can be misunderstood. Everything in that book is all muddled up. And I want to go back with things perfectly clear.
Go back? Where to?
To my home. To my wife and children. What are you laughing at?
The thing is, it's difficult to get used to it. We all think we can soon go back. No one wants to unpack their suitcase. But you'll gradually get used to it.
Suitcase? Did you bring a suitcase? Where did you come from?
Suitcase is only a manner of speaking. Nobody comes here with a suitcase. This is a different sort of journey.
Listen. What is this place? Who are you?
If there's a reception party, you can't ever go back. Tonight, the party is for you. The party begins when the first star appears. That's why I have this telescope.
Oh, perhaps you can see a way out. Let me see.
The way out? Oh, you are funny. Just like all the new arrivals. Look. Look, then. Look for your star.
Oh. It's not that I don't want to take the responsibility. But I can't do it for everybody. Do you see? I've never seen that young woman before. I swear it.
Haven't you? Didn't you know?
No, I didn't. I've never seen her before. And I've never been to the place she was talking about. She told me about the white van. I didn't know anything about it.
They say they're using a lot of white in those parts.
She doesn't belong in my story.
How strange. She doesn't belong then.
No.
We must erase it then.
Oh, can we?
Of course we can. Are you sure you had absolutely nothing to do with it?
Positive.
Erase it then. Tear out this page and chuck it away. Chuck it.
Where?
What do you mean where? Anywhere. In the fire.
Amelia? Is that you?
It's not Amelia. I'm Elvira. Oh, how elegant. All in white. Do they wear a lot of white over there at the moment?
Quite a lot, yes. The women especially.
It's a pity we can't wear it here.
Please, you look, Elvira, and see if the first star has appeared.
No. I don't think we're going to see anything at all because there's such a lot of cloud, my dear.
Alvaro. Alvaro Gassatua.
Oh, yes. There's a lot of cloud, Alvaro.
Perhaps the stars aren't visible because it's rained so much recently.
Oh, has it been raining? Marvellous. Did you get wet?
No, I didn't. I'm quite dry. Why?
Never mind. Now you're just like us.
Good evening, ladies.
Good evening.
Has the first star appeared?
Not yet.
No? Well, you'll pass me the telescope.
Please. Manners.
How embarrassing.
What's the matter?
Well, say, how do you do, at least?
Oh, the new arrival.
Alvaro. Alvaro Gassitua.
Delighted to meet you, Don Alvaro. May I say it's a pleasure.
So rude.
Tell me, Don Alvaro, how's it going out there?
How do you mean?
Well, how things?
What things?
Well, you know what I mean.
Nothing's changed.
Still?
Still. Well, what can I do about it? I can't just...
There! There! There's the first star!
Oh, no!
Can I see, please? No.
We're coming in your welcome party! Look at your star!
And that woman. I hadn't seen her before, either. She said she wanted to fly to some star. But that was in Aldwell. What have I got to do with Norway?
Nothing. You have nothing to do with the exiled woman.
So she doesn't belong in your story.
She doesn't belong anywhere.
It's a mistake. Let's erase it then. Tear out the page.
Yes, throw it away.
Yes, throw it on the fire.
Just a minute. Don Alvaro Igasitua Enriquez. Married engineer Chilean.
Yes, I've already been asked for that.
Yes, I know. The thing is that I have to memorize a few facts because I have to make the welcoming address. I'm not the only person who can solve your problems. I'm not the only
one
you can turn to. I can't...
No, as far as I'm concerned...
The whole world all by myself. So please...
Stop it. I hope you're not going to memorize that.
Why not?
Because that's precisely one of the things which need erasing.
Didn't you know Miss Amelia Gussie?
No. Yes, I know her. I knew her.
Ah, and isn't that what you said to her?
I said something like that.
Then it fits.
Well, yes, it corresponds more or less to what I said to her. What isn't right is that it should remain noted down in that book.
Why?
Why not?
Well, isn't it part of your story?
No. Yes.
Look who's here.
What about me, Ali? I'm not part of your story either.
Grandmother? You here? What are you doing here when you... such a long time ago.
I've been invited to your party, too. Do you like my white hat?
Yes, Grandma. It's the same one you were wearing in that photograph in the hall. And you look exactly the same as you were in that picture. Hmm. How old are you then, Grandma?
I'm 30, Ali. My grandson was born lucky, as I've often told you.
Oh, yes,
you have.
Yes, he was born on the 8th of May, 1945, the day the war ended. When we christened him, his grandfather, who was a member of Parliament, made a lovely speech. He said that Ali was the symbol of the new world, a world which would never again live in fear or in desolation. Hey, the family was hoping for a girl so as to call her Esperanza for hope, but as it was a he, we had to call him Alvaro Esperanza.
Grandmother. Shh. Nobody knows that. Grandmother. Tell me where I am.
You know, he used to get so angry when we reminded him of his second name.
Grandmother, come back. Grandmother.
Esperanza is your name.
It's your story. It's your story.
All right, I accept it. All this very likely is part of my story. But it is my story.
He's right. It is his story.
Ah, yes.
Privacy is privacy. It's one's private life.
Yes, erase it.
Yes, throw it onto the fire.
Into the fire.
As I said, Amelia was something like what was written there, but one can never know if something was exactly what one said. Besides, anyone has the right to see things as he thinks they are.
As he thinks they are.
And you can't do what other people expect of you all your life.
No, of course not.
As if you hadn't asked for everything that happens, even for what you haven't done.
He's quite right.
One can't be responsible for anything that happens.
Exactly. You've said it. Nobody knows what goes on, what really goes on.
No. Look, I want to tell you something.
Yes? Tell me.
I admit that there are terrible things happening.
Uh-huh.
Please, let's not get sorry for ourselves.
Quite right.
We must be objective.
If I told you what they did to my nephew...
No, please,
That's why I say that I can't take on all this as part of my story.
That's it, quite right. Rub it out.
Yes, we rub it out.
Into the fire.
Into the fire.
Hello?
Mr. Presenter. Could you tell me what is happening to my husband?
To tell the truth, it's never happened quite like this before. Mr. Gassatua?
Yes, into the fire.
That book must be burned.
Mr. Gassatua, can you hear me?
Alvaro, can you hear me? Alvaro!
Elena, is that you? Oh, you must come here, Elena. These people are wonderful. It's a terrific party.
Come back, darling. I'm frightened. Please, do whatever the presenter says. I can't stand it anymore. I can hear that horrible noise, the fire.
Oh, you can hear. You hear everything. You must come to Elena.
Alvaro, please. The children are crying. What's happening to you?
No, nothing. Bring the children, too.
Do you know where you are?
It's paradise, my love. Mr. Presenter, are you still there?
Yes, Mr. Gassatua.
Look, I'm grateful for everything you've done for me. And I'd like to repeat the miracle with my wife and children.
You had better think it over, Mr. Gassatua. That wasn't the object of the journey.
Oh, this is the best journey I could have imagined. Not at first, granted. But all's well that ends well.
My love, listen to me. We're waiting for you. Tomorrow's your birthday. The girls have done you a drawing and Luis has bought you a present. But tomorrow your parents are coming to dinner. What do I tell them if you're not there?
Tell them to come here right away after all.
Alvaro, please! I can't stand anymore. I'm tired.
Yes, that's why I'm telling you to come here. I was tired too and I was frightened. And you're frightened as well. One never knows what may happen. You say that to me every day. Well, here, nothing can happen.
What about that fire? I even burnt your name.
So what? I burnt it myself. So I don't have that ridiculous name anymore.
That's right. Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Besides, there's no suffering here.
That's why there's no hope. Because there's no suffering.
Alvaro Esperanza. Alvaro Hope. That's your name. I'm waiting for you here with hot coffee and a clean shirt for tomorrow and the newspaper with the horrible news and your children who need you. And the telephone bill, which will be enormous on account of this competition, and the goodnight kiss, and the dreams, and the nightmares, and your Sunday football, and our neighbour, who wants our signature because she doesn't know where her son is. The fear, too. A white van which comes slowly nearer, and a shot. But you're alive. You're alive. And as long as you're with us, you'll be called Alvaro Esperanza. Can you hear me, Alvaro? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Answer me!
Yes.
Don't listen. Let's go into the dining room. Papa is there. May I sit beside you?
Whenever you like, sir. The speech is ready.
Alvaro, listen to me. No, don't listen to me. Listen to your son.
Luis?
Dad, I know what fear is too. So I know why you said you didn't know Elisa.
Elisa? Elisa who?
My girlfriend, Dad. They killed her when she went to buy some bread.
We've already decided that is no part of your story.
It's been burned. David is here. That's all been burned.
The dinner guests are waiting for you, Mr. Gassatua.
Mr. Gassatua, the midnight challenge finished some time ago. I have to go. Please, you must concentrate.
We'll sit side by side at dinner. We can hold hands under the table.
I want you to come back, Dad. We've got a lot to talk about.
Alvaro, please. I'm waiting for you.
After supper, will you save me the first dance?
Mr. Gassatua, time has run out. You have to decide. The radio station is closing down. My wife and children are expecting me. Please. You must concentrate.
The dinner guests are getting restless, Mr. Gassatua. Come through to the dining room.
Alvaro!
Alvaro, the band is striking up. You have to preside over the supper in your honor.
Mr. Gassatua, please!
Let's go in together, Alvaro. Remember,
promised
me
to
don't
stop.
Mr. Presenter.
Yes, Mr. Gassatua. What is it?
What do I have to do to go back? The same as I did to get here?
No, Mr. Gassatua. Concentrate. Relax. Think. Think about your family. Think about your name. Don Alvaro Esperanza. Don't forget anything you have been through on this journey. Think.
Don't think.
And if I do that, I can go back home.
Yes. That's the way. With the book. Take it.
The same book made whole again. Do I have to take it?
Yes, Mr. Gassatua. It's yours. It belongs to you.
And back there, it all still exists?
All of it.
Can't just some of it be rubbed out?
Nothing can be erased.
I do want to go back. What about my luggage? I remember now. I didn't have any luggage.
The book is your luggage. It's all in there, Mr. Gassatour. Every traveller has some luggage.
Hay una mujer desaparecida.
In Every Traveler Carries Some Luggage by Carlos Cerda, Philip Sully played Alvaro and Christopher Scott was the radio presenter. Elena was played by Joan Walker, Eulalia by Elizabeth Mansfield, Elvira by Alice Arnold, Emilia by Melinda Walker. The judge was John Moffat, the toastmaster Norman Bird. The exiled prostitute, Mia Sotirio, Elisa Cara Kelly, and Luis Paul Downing. The play was translated from Spanish by Margaret Ettel and was directed by Maria Vega.
En Chile.